Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told by Andrew Farley, narrated by Mike Chamberlain. Introduction, Tradition and Truth. Tradition and truth are not always the same thing. If we're not careful, we end up thinking that the age of a belief makes it more valid. But consider the Israelites. Moses left them alone just a short while to go up the mountain and receive the Ten Commandments. While Moses was gone, they smelted a golden calf and then worshipped it. Then consider the Corinthians. Paul teaches them the gospel message, and the next thing we hear, they're practically having drunken orgies at the Lord's Supper. And what about the Galatians? Paul taught them the purity of salvation by grace through faith. But a short time later, he was calling them foolish for being so distracted by those who were pushing the Jewish law. Apparently, God's people got things very wrong very early on. Early Church Fathers. Likewise, the so-called early church fathers disagreed with each other in radical ways. Origen believed the entire world would be saved through Christ. Tertullian claimed water baptism was best practiced on one's deathbed. Irenaeus thought Gentiles in the Old Testament were justified before God via living by ethical standards within Greek philosophy. From Athanasius to Augustine, the early church fathers held myriad views, some of which directly opposed each other. So, the idea that today we should always agree with the traditions and doctrines of the early church fathers is nothing short of absurd. There wasn't even uniform agreement among them. Tradition and truth. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul tells us to see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Tradition never outranks truth. Sure, some may call a certain view Christian tradition, or a certain idea a Christian principle or rule, but we should not worship at the feet of traditions, principles, or rules. Instead, we worship Jesus, who is the truth. We don't need principles. We need the person of Christ. Christianity is not about rules. It's about letting Christ rule. We should not be suckers for the sales pitch of tradition when it clashes with the simple message of the cross and the resurrection. Don't ever buy the idea that a belief is correct just because it's old. We are as capable today of understanding God's Word and of being taught by the Holy Spirit as anyone else in history, including the early church fathers. How are we taught? By submitting to God's Spirit and asking Him to teach us. We don't need isms. We don't need to follow along denominational lines. We don't need to worry about being labeled or categorized as part of a movement. We simply need the Holy Spirit to enlighten us to the finished work of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and what it means for us to walk in newness of life. Going against the grain. In the 13th chapter of Hebrews, the writer warns us that the way of truth will go against popular opinion and many times against the establishment. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 10 through 14. Animals were sacrificed, and their carcasses were tossed outside the city gates.